Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. It's Monday, May 30th, 2022. Happy Memorial Day. This is a tribute episode for the fallen. The topic of discussion is perseverance, a continued effort to achieve persistence despite difficulty or opposition, determination, diligence, endurance, dedication, and commitment. The definition of our veterans who gave their life for our freedom. In 1950, Congress passed a resolution requesting that the president issue a proclamation calling on Americans to observe Memorial Day as a day of prayer for permanent peace. In 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day, the last Monday in May. In 1971, this became an official federal holiday. I want to take a moment to recognize veteran and former news anchor Jim Sackett. He's an MC for an event happening right now at Palm Beach Memorial Park, honoring military service dogs. For my local listeners, please go out there and show your support if you're available at 3691 Seacrest Boulevard in Lantana, Florida. Over the weekend, I corresponded with Executive Director Linnell Chauncey Zelnar, care of Forgotten Soldier Outreach. We have an opportunity to help with We Care packages. Please visit the website at ForgottenSoldiers.org or call directly at 561-369-2933. Or ForgottenSoldiers.org is the website, or call 561-369-2933. Today at 3 p.m., the world will pause, and we are asked to take a minute to remember those who died in the military service in the United States. My guest speaker is calling in from Georgia, Private First Class Medic Veteran Shane Nelms, who is finding time to be with us today despite losing a family member. Wendell Nelms served in the United States Navy and passed at the age of 82. May he rest in peace. Shane is an RN working for the VA, care of emergency services and triage. It's very impressive. I'm going to bring Shane on the line right now.
Hey, Deborah.
Here we go. Welcome to Passions Podcast.
It's an honor, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here today, Shane. Nothing can stop us.
That's right. Perseverance, correct?
Correct. So welcome to the show. And we had a technical difficulty on the first episode, but you're here, and we have about 10 minutes. And I want to get to the meat and potatoes of really what today, for civilians like myself, I've met many veterans. My dad served in the Army. But a lot of us don't understand some of the sadness or things that go on with the medical aspect. So I just want to open the floor up to you Go ahead.
Oh, well, thanks, Deborah. Well, today is what we celebrate is Memorial Day, and you touched on it earlier. For people that don't understand about what this holiday is, for instance, go to Arlington Cemetery in Virginia. You will see why that we celebrate that. Freedom is not free, really. You know, and I honor and I give praise to the men and the ladies that have died for this country while serving. You know, as that song goes that says, some gave all gave some, they say true to that. Because people has lost their lives for this country to enjoy the freedom that we have. Is this country perfect? Turn on the news. You'll see it. But the freedom that we have in this country is, I still say this is the best country on planet Earth because of the freedom, because of the young men and young women that have died in the previous wars that we have in our, and that we've had in this country, Deborah. I mean, you know, all the way from, you know, the Revolutionary War to the Civil War, you know, and the wars, World War One, World War Two, Vietnam, Korea, all these soldiers that have died for us, for the freedom that we enjoy today. You know, I posted something on my Facebook account earlier today, and it shows a picturesque beach, you know, people on the beach, under the tents, walking along the beach, playing with their families. And underneath that picture, it has these soldiers invading Normandy Beach. And the caption says, "Your day at the beach," brought to you by their day at the beach. So you
and that's
where
why
I'm going.
I asked you to come on the podcast. Yes, yes, and then we need to hear this from you.
Yeah, and you know when I think of Memorial Day too, this just comes across my mind sometimes about Memorial Day. I can picture that white foam coming up on that sea at Normandy. If you ever see it, you have like a white foam. You know how the seas come up on the bank and they got that white foam. Well, that day, unfortunately, it was blood red because of people that died right there on that beach for the freedom of this country. And, you know, it's touching to the heart. In this country, we have so many opportunities to better ourselves financially, educationally. You know, is it easy? No. If you work hard for it and you want to achieve a goal, you can do that in this country. Countries, some you cannot. But this country, you can, education-wise, financially-wise, you can try to achieve them goals. And that is, I think, and, you know, you can interject too, is because of the country we live in that we have that opportunity, that we have that chance to better ourselves. And all that
absolutely
is due to these men and women that died for this country. They fought for it. And
thank you, Shane.
May,
thank you for being
forever
here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Shane Nelms calling in from Georgia. He's a U.S. Army veteran and medic. He's a RN at the VA right now. And he's really sharing a message about what it is, what is Memorial Day for a soldier versus a civilian. It's very worthy, and I'm feeling blessed that we're together right now. The topic of discussion is perseverance, and today we're new friends, but we've already proven to each other that we know what perseverance is, Shane.
Yes.
I want to talk about the crisis hotline. We're down to about 4.5 minutes. The Veterans Crisis Line is available 24/7 at 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. This broadcast will be archived, and we can circulate it wherever we want and help people that may be alone. And Shane, I'd like for you to add to that about the crisis line. What is your take on that when you go through Memorial Day as a soldier?
Yes, Deborah, and thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that because people do need to hear it because veterans come out of the service. Some of them have, and I know we're running out of time, getting close to it, but veterans that transfer from a military life to a civilian life, some of them can adjust. It's hard for them. And some of them feel left out in the civilian world. Some of them have stress and anxiety issues. And unfortunately, the suicide rate is too high. One is way too many anyway, in my opinion. But if someone's out there listening and if you are having difficulties coping, stress, anxiety, and you have these thoughts of harming yourself by either way of suicide, please call that number. I think that's a great number, and I thank you, Deborah, for bringing that up because it needs to be known. Because let me tell you something, soldiers, that you're still out there and you're listening, you are important to us. We need to hear you. And for friends of veterans or soldiers that's out there, if they need to talk to you, listen to them. Listen to them. And if you suspect anything, get them some help. Call that number. Take them to a local VA, get them established, and that way they can be taken care of. So, you know, it's real, y'all. It's real. And it's unfortunately, but it's real. And it's sad to see veterans taking their lives, you know, due to some inner conflict that's going on. And some people mask it. You know, they hide it until they're all alone and get by themselves. And that's unfortunate as well. But please call that number. Get them some help.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for being with me. We're down to 2 minutes, and we're going to use every minute. That's pretty powerful. We have a 15-minute broadcast versus 30, so I look forward to having you back on the show with me again, maybe for Veterans Day.
Yes. That'd be great.
I love that.
Me too.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. I have Shane Nelms calling in from Georgia, and it was really great to listen to somebody that has served our country and is still working to help veterans every day. You're still doing wonderful things. So I just want to wish you a happy Memorial Day, and thank you for being on the show.
I enjoyed it. Happy Memorial Day to you, and anybody's listening, let's not forget what this day is about. Enjoy your barbecues, your swimming pools, but just remember why the reason that we celebrate this.
Amen. Amen. I know you're going to circulate this podcast, yeah, and you're going to have a lot of people listening.
Yes.
And we did this episode on the fly, 60 seconds till closing.
Yes.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you, Shane.
God bless you and your family. I appreciate the opportunity. And God bless America.
God bless America. Thank you, everybody.
Right.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.